Joining me now on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of the City Wire that covers business, politics, and more for the Fort Smith region. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. And it's we'll miss Kyle, but it's always nice to have another voice in the mix.
Yes, I'm happy to fill in today. So speaking of Kyle, last week when you guys spoke, you were discussing the 1% prepared food tax, the story that will not go away. And the board of directors were having a special session while you guys were talking. And since then, they've now decided to have a special election.
Yes, ma'am. For November the 8th. We'll send this to the voters after more than 10 years of kicking the can down the road, and after 3 years of pretty healthy discussion, the voters will have a chance on November the 8th. And we also pushed out, as we talked before we went on the air, that here at the City Wire, we've had plenty of stories about the group opposed, the Citizens for Responsible Taxation, the group opposed to the tax. But now we have a group that's come forward that they're eager. They're eager to get the word out, and their organizers say that once people get the information and really have to focus in before they vote, that they'll support the tax. Jeff Smith, one of the supporters, said they're eager to raise money. They have a core group of about 20 volunteers there, and the day of setting the November 8th vote, they already had 80 folks volunteered ready to go. And so it's going to be quite an interesting challenge. I was one of those folks who just assumed that the vote would probably fail because there had been so much negative built up around it. But this group of supporters, they think they're going to be able to convince Fort Smith citizens otherwise.
So will November 8th be it? Will that be the end of this debate that's been going on for most of the year?
You know, I am not letting you box me into that. One would think, and would be rightfully reasoned to think that this would be the end of it. But I quit. I'm not going to try to guess what's going to happen on this issue. This thing has gone in so many different directions. This may be a zombie issue. It just can't go away.
Well, that's completely fair. Another topic that's been going on this year is redistricting. And on Friday, the Board of Apportionment voted 2-1 to approve the maps that have been drawn up. And now you guys down in Fort Smith already have people lining up to be candidates for different elections.
Yes, there are a few primaries that popped up immediately around the state. Fort Smith was one of those. And it's Representative Denny Altus, Republican. Looks like he'll have Matt Pitch, who's he's well known in the area, Fort Smith businessman. He's been leading this intermodal effort here in the region. But Matt Pitch has jumped into the race. Matt has an extensive background. He's been in education. He's been in manufacturing. He was the vice president of economic development for several years at the Fort Smith Regional Chamber. So it'll be a heck of a campaign. He's well known, but at the same time, he's up against a heck of an opponent. Denny has, Representative Altus, I should say, has never lost a primary. I mean, he has a stellar track record. He wins by big margins. He won the last GOP primary for the seat by a 60-40 margin. So, Matt is probably, I would estimate that Matt is the strongest candidate that Representative Altus has ever been up against, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. And you guys have a Mitsubishi plant that's down there, but now the start date is under review.
Yes, and it's been, the plant, Mitsubishi first announced back in October 2009 that they would be bringing this $100 million plant. And they assemble these huge wind turbines that set up on top of the windmill, the wind towers. Well, they assemble the wind turbines, or will assemble the wind turbines in Fort Smith, and they were supposed to begin in the first quarter of 2012, which, just less than a year away. But Mitsubishi and GE, General Electric, have been in a patent and a legal dispute that began back in February 2008 and may possibly 2006, but it certainly by 2008. And so these legal battles could prevent Mitsubishi from opening. And the core, the bottom line is that if Mitsubishi is not allowed to move forward and sell the type of turbines that they need to sell, if GE is able to win in their complaint, then Mitsubishi wouldn't have a market, and then so the plant wouldn't open. So that's a concern. But Mitsubishi says they're confident they'll win their legal case. But everyone here in Fort Smith, I can tell you that if you've been out at Chaffee Crossing to see that huge plant under construction, we all have our fingers crossed, hoping that they're victorious in their legal case.
The Mitsubishi plant opening could actually employ up to 400 people, so that's obviously a reason for you to want it to be open.
Well, yeah, correct. I mean, that, you know, 400 people putting that employment there, that payroll into the community would help, especially considering our recent jobless rates in the Fort Smith metro area.
So right. We
need them to open, and we need several other businesses to open.
Speaking of the jobless rates, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report released yesterday stated that all 8 metro areas in or connected to Arkansas saw a jobless rate in June increases compared to Maine.
Right. It was not a pleasant report, but it was not a surprise either, because the Arkansas jobless rate, which was announced just a few weeks earlier, jumped considerably. So you had to think that the metro rates were going to increase, but it's rare that all metro areas see an increase both month over month and year over year, and that was the case, unfortunately, in June. Here in Fort Smith, our rate jumped considerably from 7.7 up to 8.4%, and the number of unemployed rose to 11,318. Now, these are estimated numbers, the preliminary, subject to change, but the number of employed is up 7.8%, or unemployed, I should say, is up 7.8% from May and up to almost 3% from June 2010. So it's not the direction any metro area in the state wants to go. And in Fort Smith, we've especially been hit, especially in the manufacturing sector. Manufacturing jobs between this June and January of 2001, the number of manufacturing jobs are down more than 30% in the Fort Smith area. So it's not been a good decade.
Well, hopefully with all of this not good news, maybe it'll turn around soon.
Well, that's why the Mitsubishi issue is so important. 400 jobs. And I don't want to make it sound desperate. We've had some good news recently in the area.
Right.
Sykes has opened a call center, 600 Golden Living has announced that it's going to bring 200 jobs here in the next 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good things going on, but, it's the way it is around the country. It seems like for every, it's one step forward, two steps back. These things.
Right. So every little bit will help.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of the City Wire, which covers business, politics, culture, arts, entertainment, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, it was great to talk to you.